So, I guess we had a nice weekend. We were supposed to go out with one of our friends, a gentleman of a certain age.
Slightly elderly gentleman, yes.
Yes.
To a raunchy, semi-biker, semi-old San Francisco circa 70s, early 80s bar.
I think he's actually... He exceeds the age of anybody I know of in the podcasting community by nearly 20 years. So, that was going to be interesting. But he crapped out on us.
Yes, so he wasn't feeling 100%. He didn't want to do it this time. I told him, well, we'll still do it, but it's going to be a few months out. But we wanted to go to some of the raunchier... old school.
Why do you always call this raunchy?
Because, well, one of the places we went, you know, raunchy things happen.
That place, yes.
And the first place we went used to be that raunchy things happen there, although not any. I don't think so much anymore. But even the second place somewhat discourages, I think, people. Although people still do it anyway.
It's not just ruined. It's me. Big Fatty, online!
He exceeds the age of anybody I know of in the podcasting community by nearly 20 years.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1679 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 1st of July 2014. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna finish telling you about the weekend, and it's Crema in July. Gussie, Big Fatty, you fucked it up. Hello, Jingles, much better, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are Jingles today because y'all is Crema in July. And y'all, Big Fatty is going to play a little Crema song to help put you in a cooler. In a cooler state of mind, I'm not gonna overdo it or anything like that, but just a little hint of a little hint of Crema here in the hot days of summer here in the northern hemisphere, and for those folks down there in the southern hemisphere, like my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, and the little Aussie Battler, and Kieran, Big Fatty, and Arthur, and whoever else is listening, is to make you think about the Crema when it's nice and cold down there. Big Fatty, it's usually sweltering for their Crema. It's true. It really is true. But, y'all, I've always thought Crema in July was a good idea to kind of put the coolness. Big Fatty, you're just so cool. All the cool kids will be doing this on their little shows. Gussie, y'all, I had such a busy weekend, I didn't even get to finish telling you about it yesterday, but y'all, I think I got up to Friday, and y'all, of course, Friday night was the big hootenanny, for the orange hat, And y'all, it just went lovely. I've just got to say, it just went lovely. It was everything Big Fatty wanted it to be, and then some. And everybody was very complimentary about how it all went and everything. And I just couldn't have been happier. All in all, it was a great evening. But, y'all, I got to tell you, I didn't get home till 11 p.m. in the evening. And, y'all, that's after working all day long. I didn't even leave for lunch. Old Veda went out and got me a hamburger patty at the McDonald's. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I had the McDonald's double cheeseburger or whatever it's called, and y'all, I just scarfed it down. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, I became a tooting machine. It's vulgar. Well, it was vulgar because, y'all, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's that pink slime. I was just a tooting machine. And y'all, it had to have been the hamburger. Y'all, I felt like tooting Wimpy. That is vulgar. Old Tootin' Wimpy was running around getting ready for everything, and y'all, I had about 15 minutes. I ran home and put on my Sunday go to meeting clothes for the big hootenanny, and y'all, then I was there until 11 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, I got home, and Veda stayed even later than I did. I got home, and y'all, I took off my pants, Big Fatty, please. I got into the love chamber, and y'all, my legs hurt so much. Oh my God, my legs hurt. Y'all, I just couldn't have been happier. Y'all, woke up Saturday morning, and with my body clock woke me up, and I said no, and y'all, I went right back to sleep, and probably got up out of the bed about 10 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, I was a sloth. I was just a sloth on Saturday. And what else did I do? Oh, no, I know what else I did on Saturday. I went over to, did I do that Saturday? Or did I do that? Yeah, I guess I did. No. No, I went to the Von's East on Saturday because, y'all, I wanted to make me some of that lemon chicken soup. Because y'all have just been craving it, and so y'all, I went and picked up my provisions for that, and y'all didn't save a penny, not a single cent, because nothing was on sale that I needed to buy, and y'all, then Saturday afternoon, I made my big old pot of the lemon chicken soup with a little bit of that orzo pasta and the spinach and everything. Y'all, it's lovely. And then put it in the refrigerator, the ice box, Saturday night. Because, you know, it's always better the second day and the third day and all after those flavors meld. And y'all, then Saturday night, Granny and I went out to the Dudley Do-Rights. And y'all, I made Granny drive because, you know, he's got the new can. And he wasn't real thrilled about that. And he cussed all the way. Y'all, every time I drive, he's oh, you forgot to you missed your turn, Big Fatty. Oh, big and y'all, and always bitches and complaints where I park. And y'all, when I go to park, he'll go, you know, and make noises while I'm trying to back into the parking space, and just to make me crap my pants. Big Fatty, we don't need any pants crapping with the two of you. It's true. And so y'all, I gave it right back to him, and y'all, he was cussing because I don't like to drive down here because I don't know what lane I'm supposed to be in, and blah, 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 blah. And y'all, he went to start backing in, and I went, you know, and started having these gyrations, and it's almost like I had a stitch, but I didn't. And y'all, and it just we just giggled like a couple of old queens, you know, ancient old people, like you know, that Calvin and J.R. from the How to Do Pancakes were talking about their friend who's a very elderly, y'all. and y'all, I thought they was talking about Big Fatty, but I didn't remember being in the San Francisco. So nice, San Diego twice. But anyway, we had some cocktails, and y'all, it was an interesting evening. We had some friends that normally don't sit with us come and sit with us, and then they were off to the Cha-Cha Palace, and y'all, there was some cute little bearded boys from the Hatlanta that were in there, and y'all, they were cutting the fool. And then on Sunday, what did I do Sunday? Oh, y'all, I went to the Whole Foods, and that is spelled with a W. Oh, Big Fatty, that's lovely. And y'all, I got me, you know, my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, suggested that I start taking the, what do you call it? What? It's not melatonin, it's the... what is it? It'll come to me in a minute. Magnesium, that's it. And y'all, they have the good magnesium that actually works at the Whole Foods. And so I got me a bottle of that, and I got me some of that forest bacon, and a couple other little things while I was in there. And y'all, I came home and I had me a couple of bowls of soup, and I'm all caught up on the Mystery Millionaire, and I'm really enjoying that. But y'all, it's one of these short series. It's supposed to be over like in 2 weeks or something like that. So it'll be over before you know it. And y'all, Monday night they had that under the covered dome little show that they had last summer. Y'all, it is good. So y'all, if you hadn't seen that, watch it. It's good. And then I kind of caught up on was it Saturday? I'm recording the big brother online. I'm not recording it online. I'm from the TV Guide After Dark. So I caught up on those episodes, and y'all, you don't really have to pay attention to those. Then you can just have them on as noise in the background. Big Fatty, you make enough noise, is tootin' wimpy. But anyway, then Saturday I called the Hats and checked in with them, and y'all. Then of course I watched the Big Brother Sunday night. And y'all, I think that pretty much catches you up on the weekend. I'm sure there's something else that I've forgotten, but I don't remember what it was. Monday was the last day, the Orange Hats, last day in the office, and y'all, he was so grateful for everything that happened Friday night. And anyway it was very interesting, because y'all, you know, in 4 years from the Hats' last day of work, it'll be Big Fatty's last day of work. So y'all, the 3 years as of today, it's 3 years and 364 days till Big Fatty retires. Big Fatty, that's enough to celebrate crema in July. It sure is. Y'all, it was a good day in the coal mine. Had to leave a little bit early, pick up Larry Cly. He had been in New York City. It's true. For the gay pride, and so I had to pick him up at the Aereo Puerto on Monday afternoon, which we all know is Mexican for Monday afternoon. But anyway, did that. Now here I am recording the little show. Big Fatty, you just had so much to bring us up to date on. It's true. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, guys, y'all, I got a couple of things. First of all, I've been, y'all, I'm behind on little show, so I'm catching up. And y'all, I was listening to the How to Do Pancakes, and Calvin was chatting with that Fade driver, and y'all, they thought they could sneak one past Big Fatty, but at the end of that little show, y'all, Calvin said, "Well, I look forward to seeing you in Lost Wages," and so y'all, it sounds to me like It sounds to me like the Howdy Do Pancake Boys might be joining us in Lost Wages. And y'all, since today's the 1st of July, remember, you only got 1 month to take advantage of that Pride 48 discount code. Y'all, you can get it over there at pride48.com. Just go down there below Donna Sugar's picture. And it mentions what you need to do. And y'all, then once you register, send your information to ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Y'all, I need your confirmation number, your real name, your arrival date, your departure date, and the real names of all the people that are going to be in your room with you. Yes, Big Fatty, keep them straight, y'all. Got something in the mail today. From the hospital. You know, I went to the doctor, and you know, I never know, you know, and then I get bills, you know, and you know, I normally I just have to pay my co-payment, but you know, every once in a while it just kind of goes awry, and so I just pay the bill. I'm not going to argue with them or anything like that. And of course, in the mail today is a refund check for what I paid them about a month ago. So, you know, I knew I didn't have to pay them, but you know, you have to pay them, and then they have to say, "Oh no, Big Fatty, you did not need to pay us that," and then they sent you a refund check. So I don't know how that all works. Now, y'all, I had a listener get in touch with me and wanted me to throw this very serious subject out. Y'all, this listener, and we're not going to identify any names or anything, but this listener has just been diagnosed with the sugar by DTs. And the listener is on the medication. It's the type 2, I think. And but one of the side effects this listener is experiencing is the nocturnal TTing. And y'all, you just awaken, and you know, it's like being at work. You have this warm feeling, but nobody notices. But y'all, it's and the listener wants to know if there are others out there that are on the sugar by DT's medications that they have this problem as well, and how do they cope with it or deal with it or anything. And this listener was going to the doctor and mentioned it to the doctor, but. You know, still would like to hear from others. I thought maybe the Big Liar could share some insight on that. But, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. Anyway, now, y'all, I did, on my way back from the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto. Y'all, I went by the P.O. box, and y'all, it was canned, but I don't have enough time to open it today. But y'all, it's from the Robs. So y'all, I'll be opening that on tomorrow's little show. And y'all, I'm just looking here at my what do you call this? At my list. And y'all, I've realized that I have not announced who the winner is of the quiz that was, you know, about the opening music of on the quiz that Big Fatty did for the Pride 48. And y'all, I'm happy to announce. Oh, dear, I guess it. Well, y'all, I'm not going to have time to announce who the winner of the quiz is on today's little show. But y'all, we'll get to that this week. And y'all, I hope. Oh, y'all, I forgot to tell you. Today, the 1st of July, is Miss Porter's celebration of exiting the birth canal. So, y'all, there'll probably be some sort of inappropriate spankings or something like that. I don't know. I just don't know. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely... just a lovely 1st of July. And Calvin and JR, you know, Big Fatty forgets things and all like that. What do you think of Big Fatty and his old memory?
He exceeds the age of anybody I know of in the podcasting community by nearly 20 years.
Oh, well, let me introduce you to the Vons. Yo, yo, yo.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.